שלום לכם, תודה שאתם איתנו כאן בחיים.
Hello everyone, thank you for being with us with New Life shows with Rav Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello Rav Lightman, hello, hello Tal. And the reason for our shows with Tal and Rav Lightman is me and the society. We are social beings. This is how nature created us. Everywhere we have surroundings, in our home, in our work, we are social beings. How to set up our relationships so our life can be better? This is what we have to we try to learn here. Be with us. Our subject today here is our positions, our status. Why don't you give us an intro, Tal? Positions is a very dominant thing in our life. Our standing, let's say. Something that... Our standings is something that we try to develop from the start. We're children. I remember myself. I'm trying to understand what's good, what's not good, what's beautiful, what's ugly. Try to build up my perception of the world. Then in the university, I remember reading the paper. Try to see what people think and find what is my standing on this situation or subject. And really today, everyone has some standing in front of every issue. It's important as people in society. I have a nice quote from a book by Gil Ha-Reven. In this world, a person must have a stand. In this world, a person is a stand. But sometimes, I have a mixture of all these standings in my stomach, and it's from all these positions I have, it's hard to breathe. So we have a lot of standings about a lot of things that we forget and don't know who are we. But we want to understand how are we governed by our standings? Where do they come from? If we know this, can we choose better standings? And first of all, what are standings for you? Why are they important? Well, we see that a person is a social being. He depends on the environment. Environment depends on him. In our interaction, we start our life and end our life. We are born with a mother who has help from other people. Until death, when we get buried with the help of more people, we live in an environment. A person thinks that he himself is his relations with the surrounding. But here I think otherwise on all this psychology. Who did you just quote that a person is his standings? It's Gil Ha-Reven from his book. Well, I don't know these sources, but I think it's wrong. Because in general, if we're talking about a reaction that a person has on his surrounding, then of course, it can tell us a bit about who is this person. But it's only towards his reaction. Is this all the person? Or is the person something deeper inside of him? And to that we need to turn. Not to the outer shell, how he reacts to all sorts of things. And here the question is, where do I know how to react on all these surrounding events? Where do I learn this? Who teaches me? Who teaches me what is good, what is bad, how to react? Meaning, am I taught moral or culture, education, a nice relations, nice behavior? We know how much in past times it was very important how to relate to your environment. If I'm in aristocrat society or something more common people, everywhere. We also know how we enter the market, to a store, or we enter a wedding, or something even more respectful that we turn to. Let's say we're in a congress, or we're at home. There's a big difference in our behavior. Meaning, our behavior is just telling us how much a person can enter and contact this environment, how he sets himself in front of the environment, higher or equal. But here there's a calculation that a person has. What does he want to gain from his relations to the environment? There's a lot of politics, lies. A lot of artificial behavior. How can we talk about a person through that? Sherlock Holmes said, he told one woman that he thought through her behavior that she did some felony. But then after a long time, it was discovered it was because that same day she was missing some makeup. So that's how he acted. The question is, how can we really determine in the right manner why a person behaves the way he behaves? I think that, of course, it's important to act in the right manner, but it's in accordance with the environment. The question is, if the environment was different, more comfortable for the person, more warm environment, how would he act then? Meaning the environment forces us to act in this way or another, but it's not us. We just build ourselves in that manner. To stay in this relation or keep my honor, or I want to get close to a person that it'll be worthwhile for me. But it says nothing on how I internally feel towards the environment. Our ego, our will to receive, also always puts us in a protective state or friendly state. It doesn't say a lot about a person. Somehow you can determine something about him, but it's very artificial and very external and not real. Psychology says about us, my position, how do I appreciate all sorts of things, from social things to objects, if I appreciate objects materialistically. But it's not internally, I'm sorry. It's not tendencies that are internal. If I enter a society, environment, that suddenly have raised the importance of inner things, culture, music, painting, literature. And before, I was in an environment where they appreciate money and respect. Then I instantly change myself. In general, a person is a product of his environment. So then I change my opinion, and through that I behave. I'm not an actor that each time I dress up in what they tell me to act, but I take from the environment rules of behavior, positions, and this is how I want to resemble my environment. We see it on children. When I have a son or a grandchild, I think, what kindergarten should I send him to? What school? What is the method? I understand that without it, I can't continue. Some people send their child to some institute in Switzerland. Not by chance. They want to get something out of it. Language, behavior, not only science and wisdom. People that graduated Oxford, Yale, and all sorts of all universities, you see on them that they have some sort of special behavior. They also treat the behavior. Yes, because a person who's developed has positions on subjects, he knows his opinion. Yes, of course, in places like that, they teach them behavior in accordance with where you are. You have a characteristics of each place, especially in these kinds of places. Meaning they take care of, they give a person positions, opinions on each and everything, very specifically, how the society thinks about something, you have to think as well. I'm not saying good or bad. Because in that, a person gets some kind of shape, mold, like a child does a mold in the sand, all sorts of molds. Same we are. When we're born, we have no mold. But our home, our kindergarten, school, and more, they make us all different molds. Of course, TV and internet, so on. It's not truly the person. That is why these positions are very important. But I think that lately we are arriving to a state that a person really to disregard all these opinions, wants to stay like a so-called naked. We have all these behaviors that people, they don't, it's not that they want to show themselves naked. They want to show that I have no external opinion, and that's why I take my clothes off and I appear in front of everyone. It's not a thing of the body, of the flesh. It's an expression of internal feeling. I disagree with what you want, with how you want to clothe me. Like a child doesn't want some kind of a shirt or pants, he likes something different. And she said, no, we're going to somewhere special, you have to. I don't like it. And then we know what behavior we see. Basically, it's the same with adults. They don't want something. There's a right direction there. And today, when we calculate to everything we came to, what we came to, it's not by chance that we walk in shorts and jeans and all these rags of kinds. If in the past everything had to be organized and external symbols, very precise, today we don't have that. I was meeting not official company with great people. Really, they're wearing sneakers. T-shirts from the laundry, even though they're expensive, but there's a tendency to show externally how we dress. I have my own opinion. I don't go through a style that society sets up. It's also a characteristics in some way. It's also a fashion of some sort, but in that we see somewhat of a frustration to the internality of a person. So this is why I disrespect everything. Like in the big congresses that some time ago, you couldn't enter without a tie. Today, without a tie and all sorts of dress codes, we see if it's not through the protocol, people like simplicity. This is our tendency. We see that all these behaviors that were common before, They brought us to be soldiers. They don't bring the internality of the person to show. There's more of a tendency. Is there an option to be with no position at all? No opinion? Or should I have some alternative opinion that I take on myself instead? Here we come to a question. Can a person be without any position or opinion? No, he can't. When I go into a computer and deleting everything, we can't do it in a person. But truly, we know that if we enter a special society and we are under their influence, strong influence, and then we exit to a different society, everything seems very strange. Even if we go back to that same society, we look at it in a completely different eyes. I come back to my family, my friends, but I was under the influence of a special society. I was influenced by them, and my opinions changed. I see what was before, my friends, my house, my relatives. I really see things differently. Meaning, without opinions, you can't be. So there's a question, do we see, is there a person, or we only see his environment, or all sorts of environments that he went through in his life, and they build him? Of course, each and every one is born with certain tendencies, qualities, naturally. That is why we have differences. If we were born, everyone, equal, not different, equal, we would look, I would think, like once, let's say 300, 500 years ago, whoever was a peasant, through his dressing and language and how he acted, everyone was people of the earth, land people. Then we had professional people, people who deal with metals, builders. Also, they were the same. So society was separated into different levels, and so on. Today, we have what we call these elevators, social elevators that a person can go up and down. Classes? Between classes. Well, elevator between classes. In height. So a person changes his class. Even though he was born somewhere remote and he had some sort of behavior, then he can change it. Today everything is mixed up. Also in the media, traveling. Today everyone was traveling, can travel around the world, knowing languages. That is why there's no more natural thing that was typical for his place of birth. Or you said that there are natural differences. I know people that are more opinionated and they have an opinion on everything. And I have me, for example, it took me a long time to develop an opinion. I have all sorts of information sources, and to make one opinion, it was a long process. Meaning, there's differences here? Yes, but it's a bit of a lack of confidence or seriousness in research. We see people are more precise than others. There's a combination of a lot of natural tendencies, qualities. You have a person who spits on everything, he doesn't care. But then you dig a bit deeper, nothing. He has nothing. That is how he thinks. And you have people, like scientists, true scientists, that as much as they know, and maybe they know even like Einstein, that he said, I'm like a small child who plays with the sand. You have all sorts. But the question is, a person can a person have his own internal opinion? Yes. If he has a desire for it. There are people that they ask, for what is the I present, myself? Not that society gives him all sorts of molds, and they say, for that you're living, and for that, to attain this and that, all sorts of goals. When a person doesn't accept that, he says, I don't care about the goals that society represents. That's important. I want to know, who am I? With no external social opinions. And I want to know, for what am I? What am I? What is the essence of life, my life? And in general, a person, humankind, for what is all of this nature? Because this is the external environment that we have, nature. People like that, they really want to get rid of all of opinions and status and all these external conditions, all these rules. They want to be above that. They want to feel, basically, what is nature itself? What is the essence of my life? What do I need to attain? I don't want any media. Although I read and I'm interested in everything that's going on, and I'm involved in the world, but in my involvement, I always go back to myself and check myself. What is my opinion? Not the world's opinion. And here I need to be secluded from what I got from there. And try to reach an independent class. Even though we can say, what is an independent? How can I be sure that I am independent? And here we reach a very special opportunity we have in human society. If I arrive in a society that they have people like me, that everyone is searching, who am I? With no opinions, or that they took like viruses from the outside. If we connect between us and want to reach something that is not personally to attain to each and every one, but all together, we have this ability to build something common, mutual. Each one annuls himself towards the others, and the others have no opinion also. Everything, they have nothing except the connection, our connection. Then we can build an opinion towards connecting. That our connection can bring each and every one out of his older opinions. And then, it's not that he gets an opinion from someone else. Let's say we connect in the center of the group, of the circle. Each and every one who connects, it's as if he takes off all his external clothes. As if he comes naked, and everyone in this tendency that he wants nothing except of connection. We have a mutual standing and opinion. And this mutual opinion, first of all, we are against our natural tendency because each and every one wants to take advantage of the other. I really take off my older opinion, egoistic opinion, and I come to connect, and I'm willing to receive opinions of others and tendencies of others and everything. I don't care. It's this kind of society which wants to take off all older opinions and only be connected internally, naturally, apparent. It's as if we go back to a state before birth, or at least before receiving the opinions of our environment, like, let's say, kindergarten, family, school. Tabula rasa, meaning we have nothing. Start from zero. And then all of us start. We are already old. Adults, we have each one his ego, we're knowledgeable, we have a lot of opinions that we attained through our environment that we had in life. And then it turns, if on top of that we can annul ourselves, to take off all our older opinions, then it turns that we reach a very special opinion, completely opposite of what we got from birth. Because from birth we received tendencies, always learn what's good and bad, and to deal with the environment for my own benefit. That I attain something, that I benefit. I don't care if it's on top of, on the expense of the environment. Like little children, when they don't know how to walk, we already see them. Their ego is small, it's like cute. But we already see, it's like small animals that constantly want to gain something in their benefit. And here we go back to a state before that. We want to make of ourselves a baby that is born. And now he's starting to connect with the world. Not for my benefit, but for our benefit, everyone. And then we attain opposite opinions that we had before. We have reception tools and senses completely different. And this really gives ability to a person to develop a new opinion about the world, new tendencies towards his environment. The question is, through that, do we discover who is a person, or is it just a new method which gives us a new opinion, but it's still not his? Yes, because I annul myself and I got something common, it's not mine. Yeah, but it's not the case. This is how I really attain my own personal opinion. Because of society that don't bring me their opinion, they just give me support that I can annul myself and be open towards the others in this society. That's why here, I truly, with the help of the society, I can take off all my older opinions and reach a person who is so-called naked.
Okay.
And then, in this tendency, this method, I can start learning the world. That I learn the world. If I treat all the world like I treat this environment, I expand this environment to more and more circles, broader circles, then slowly, gradually, I build a new world. It turns out to be a new world, because we, what are we, like you just read? A person is his opinions. And for me, I have new opinions that I had before. It sounds like I don't have an opinion. But now, through this treatment, friendly treatment, that I want to connect to everyone, meaning love thy neighbor, basically. This is the key. This is the code. And how this is how I am going to connect with the world. Turns out that I build myself a new position, not egoistically, but altruistically. I build a new picture of the world. And with that, I start to see a new world. I'm not even aware of that. Because these opinions that I received, they molded all my senses that I had, all my five senses. And now, I'm going towards with new senses. Because my tendency is opposite. Then all my opinions are different than what I had before. And it turns that I see a new world. Really. I discover new rules that govern the world. Because rules, it's I who discover them. I discover them towards myself. I start seeing people differently. I start seeing them more internally, what they don't even know about themselves. I know them. But that's only if I treat them lovingly, no matter how they are. I see how they're dressed, how they're covered up in opinions that they got through life. What to do? This is how the world works. But myself, I take off the external clothing, and through that I see a new world. Okay, so basically I came from a place where I'm searching for my own truth. I want to be loyal to myself and not be affected by all these opinions that I got throughout the years. But you're now describing a process. Let's say I agree to put aside all my opinions. It's not obvious that I will be able or will I would want to do that. It's somewhat scary. I let go of everything that I knew. No, you're not doing it artificially. You're completely in control. You're adding to your old opinions, new opinions. But these new opinions, they bring you another perception to the world. It's not that all of a sudden you let go of everything, all your old opinions, and you're naked towards all the world, and you don't know what's going on with you. No. We're not talking like that. Here we're talking gradually. You're adding all these opinions on your old opinions. To say the truth, they're not disappearing. You're just adding to what you had before. You dress them in a new manner of friendliness, kindness. You dress them upon the ego treatment that you gave everyone. They wanted respect, money, control, power. These two opinions, one on top of the other, builds you a new perception of the world. And then you see a new reality with these two different and opposite positions. This brings you to a new sense to open up the world. It's not that all of a sudden you don't understand anyone and you can't see them as they are. I'm asking about this place. Where do we get this willingness not to know or to acknowledge that I have no idea? It's not obvious that a person can live that in a way that he's open. What enables us to open up to a new opinion? Most of the time when we have failures in life, then we start to search for new opinions. When do we get to this point where we can hear something new to me, new opinion? How can I open myself up to that? This depends on being depressed from your old state. We know from humanity, how do they go from one state to another. We switch our format and our social classes, social order. We live in some kind of a social format. We want it until we discover negative aspects. We can't stand it. And we do a revolution. It could be a nice revolution or a very ugly one. And then we go to the next state. Meaning, it's for my benefit to be in a place where I am not certain. It's better than a place where I'm certain, because then I have no development. Yes, but at the moment we enter a society which everyone is drawn towards connection, to mutual influence, to friendliness, to unity, there we need to be we need to absorb their tendencies and qualities. I'm interested in that. It's like I enter between painters and I want to be a painter. I start hearing, what are they talking about? What do they think? Even what they want to eat, how they want to dress. I buy from them everything they have. Same thing here. If I want to be influenced by the environment, I want to be swallowed by them. I want to drown myself in them. Some things we know from psychology, each and every one has its own opinion of who am I. His own belief about himself, everything we collected from the past, from what I am today, from what I want to be in the future, from fears, and research show a person has a tendency to move away from everything that's negative about him and wants to strengthen his advantages. How can we get to who we truly are? I didn't understand exactly, if you can repeat. I'm saying, except all of our opinions about all sorts of things in our life, we have opinions about who we are. Psychology talks about it's through all these experiences that I had in the past, how I perceive myself in the present, my expectations in the future, and I have this picture, who am I? Like Oren has a picture, who is Oren? How do we attain this picture of who we are? You described it's a combination between my tendencies naturally that I was born with and the positions and opinions I got from the environment and how I set up in front of the environment with my tendencies. Here I'm better, there I'm worse, and then my ego that protects me, it sets me up in a way. I turn myself towards the environment in a way that it's most beneficial towards me. This is our behavior. Who am I myself? A person doesn't really know. Like I spoke, only in the environment that there's a desire to connect together, everyone. There, he can bring himself to a revealment, to discover who he is, because then he moves away from his old opinions. Only there he starts to build himself as he truly is. But if not for that, he has no chance to know who he is. No chance. Because from the moment he's born, constantly he's trying to react as much as he can towards the environment that he is in. I wanted to ask before we continue, if I understand technology, I wrote a summary. A person throughout his life, he has his natural tendencies that he's born with. He can't change that. Then I went through all different, all sorts of environments that build within me all these set of opinions. I have one, you have one, Tal has one, and everything is changing, constantly changing. And your technology that you're describing, you're saying we're not dismantling our opinions, we just add a new perception to what we have. And these, both of these perceptions, this new one and my old perception, my old perception was, how can I benefit? And the new one is, how can we benefit? And you said, if you would start looking on upon yourself and your life and everything around you through this new vision, instead of what do I benefit, and rather what do we benefit, we will start have new opinions and tendencies towards everything. It's like I have one pair of glasses, I buy a new pair, and I suddenly attain a new set, a new level of opinions. Like you see the world through the environment that you got, which is egoistic. I passed all sorts of different environments through life, like you described. Now you're organizing yourself in a very different, opposite environment that you had, and through that you attain a new perception to the world. It's as if I'm building a new level in my building, a new story. Right now I have one level, and now I build a new level. The difference, first level was natural, everything was towards myself, egoistically, on the expense of others. The second level, without dwelling in the first level, now I build from scratch. I have a new perception of how can I build that we benefit, not I. So what does it mean? Let's say I'm living, and you and Tal are my partners at work. I see you already 5 years at my workplace, and now I learned this new thing. You told Oren, this do, this not to. First thing, don't start dwelling within yourself. Don't start deleting in your computer. You don't need to do that. So I'm not dealing with that. I want to deal with this new thing. What is starting to think of what is our what do we benefit? Good for us. Describe this technology. How do I start this new direction? So we benefit. How do I work with that? How do I build my opinions in accordance with that? Describe the process. Well, this group of people is not sufficient. The minimum is 10. I want to hear, before we start, I understand there's something internal. Something in my demand. Your demand needs to be internal to throw away all these lies that are in our society. You need to have an urge to search for the truth. So this is the first thing. An urge to find the truth. As if I'm in the ocean, in the desert, no matter where, I'm alone, I want to know, what is this? What is nature, all this life, myself, that I'm here, I don't even know why I'm here, why is it all for? You know, like a person who goes out to the field and looks at the sky, the stars at night. What for is all? What is it all for? He starts asking. He asks with no public opinion. It has nothing to do with that. It's as if he fell from the sky to this life and starts asking. If a person has these tendencies, he arrives in a society. He looks for it, and he discovers eventually a society that deals with that. That is called the environment of integral education, which educates him. Like he once got education from home, kindergarten, and so on. This society treats him, takes care of him. This is for a special person with special tendencies. I want to talk about the broader public, common people. I want to start developing new opinions. Talking about myself. I'm talking about you. If you have this internal tendency to search for the meaning of life. But if I don't have this tendency, most people I know don't have that. If they don't, let them live like they live. Of course, they live how they live. We're not talking about that. I can only say that with buying this new position towards life, they can develop to new discoveries, to new new perception. They can start living the feeling the depths of their own life. They can heal themselves from a lot of problems, troubles, social, humanity, in their family, and so on. But a person can say, no, it's not for me. No, I'm saying it's for me. Understand this new method. Understand, instead of for me being everything, for us. I want to apply this. I want to understand, after understanding the idea. I'm not dealing with my own opinions. I start building a new window of perception. I see everything through through the we. I'm describing an environment of work because a lot of time of our day we're at work and you are with me. What does it mean for us to build a new set of opinions that will be good for us instead of me? How do we work with that? What is our basic level in this perception? The base is the reason to change my perception. The reason, I think, we find today, all our life came to a dead end, and we can't develop anymore like we did before. In no manner. Our children, we're losing our children. Our life, also, we don't know what it's for. Economy, relations, education, culture, family life. We're losing all our basic fundamental things that we had before. More and more we start feeling ourselves as we're in midair. Suddenly we understand that everything is like a very not. There's no fundament, there's no basics. How many people take drugs? It's not like once that people owned land, owned a farm, had a family, grandchildren, everything was organized. He was also more dependent on what he has. He has sheep, cows, chickens. Today, you're dependent on some supermarket, and if something happens, tomorrow something happens, there's no electricity, you have nothing to eat, you're lost. You don't have no elevators, you know, and you just disappear. We've seen all sorts of things. This is how we build ourselves. Our opinions, our positions on things, we see how they're not genuine. They're artificial. How we were brought up knowing everything that was good for the rich, for whoever was in control. See what you have today, all these cultures and courses, what they teach us and what eventually happens. People suffer more. How we develop more, that's how we suffer more. Meaning, evil inclination in an egoistic way of life. It's the reason to take a person to this new perception, new values. Okay, so how do I start to build these new values? Only in a society which agrees to organize themselves as an equal society. Everyone is different from birth. You have 20 babies. You're right now in birth. Once I I worked in Peter. And, in the delivery room. I worked in a delivery room, and there we had 400 women. They come 10, 20 to give birth. So let's say you see 20 babies that come out of the womb. Come out of the mother. Each and every one is different. But it's them, they are different. That's how they were born. This you can't control. But on everything else, you want to control. You want to give them the right opinions, right tendencies, not lies. So how do I do it? You need to take these babies to a new society. Babies? No. I'm explaining in an ideal manner. If you take them to a new society where everyone is thinking and talking on how to give one another, give to the society, love thy neighbor, and so on. This is the slogan of the society. This is their fundamental issue. We're all brothers, we're all friends, like one person and one heart. This is how they're educated. And they can't take any other opinion anywhere else but that. Even their ego, even though they're born with their ego, but egoistically they will buy these new values, they will attain these new tendencies. What does it mean? He will understand that it's for his own ego to be good to the environment, to the other. It's beneficial towards his ego to share with others. He would attain these opinions from the environment, it would become him. It would be a new person. We don't even understand how new this is. But for our subject, we hope that sometime in the future we will be able to build this these conditions. But let's say for now, we have an adult. You need to bring him to a society of people like him. I said, like the workplace. Exactly, so you start between you. You start a course of integral education, meaning integral as connection, a course of connection. And each and everyone has his own opinions. Yes, of course. That's why I said we're building new opinions on the older one. Please explain. What do you mean, build new opinions? How do you build new opinions? This is the whole method. First of all, we start to talk between ourselves. How was a person born? How was he developed through history? What is our nature? How do we act? All these tendencies and opinions, where do we get them from? How we are controlled by the environment that we're in? How we are basically a product of the environment? No one is himself. He's just, you understand. It doesn't matter that one is made from flour, one is from plastic. We were processed through an oven and we all have the same mold, same shape. And what is it good for? We all got the same egoistic form. We have to know this evil inclination. We start to explain what is the nature of a person. Now, let's start playing around with this in a new manner. What do we get from that? Well, what do we do differently? Well, for instance, we only talk about what we see as good in the other, even though I don't see as good. Let's say I see your glasses. They could fit me. I don't see you. I see how can I enjoy your glasses. You understand? This is how we observe. So let us now start seeing each other differently? How can I, without relating to myself, start to react, start to talk on each and every one around me in something that's indifferent to me? I didn't understand. Please explain again. I don't take myself into consideration. I want to start spreading compliments to everyone. But I check myself that I give this compliment, let's say, to Tali. I don't give him a compliment, her a compliment because her eyes seem beautiful towards me. I try to give her a compliment that are indifferent to my ego. How am I enjoying her eyes or not? Can you give an example? Let's say she's a very precise woman. Usually. She's very serious, responsible. More and more. But how did you check yourself that it's not dependent on your ego? No, I check these tendencies towards reality and not towards myself. Me, myself, I never enjoyed this. Meaning, I try. What is it good for? I'll tell you. Doesn't matter how we say it's right or wrong and our ego is taking part in it. For us, it's important to start treating each other in a nice manner. To exit ourselves, stop thinking, what do I gain from it? In a useful manner. That I want to use her in something? This is what I see. How can I use her? How can I use you? We have exercises in these workshops that you can teach a person slowly, gradually. How can he exit himself? And with that, start to respect and appreciate this new opinion, which is called bestow to the others. What does it mean, bestow? Bestow meaning giving. It's more felt. Instead of a new opinion, which you have many opinions, but in general it was how do you gain from the environment. But now you have a different opinion. How do you give to the environment? But this we have to talk in a separate process. We have to go through that and slowly build my relations with the others through this new opinion. But the basic thing is giving instead of the old opinion, which is receiving. We have 1 minute left towards the end of the show. Can you tell me? I don't find anything reasonable in giving in opposed to receiving. Why do you think it's an advancement? A person starts to see a different world, not through his egoistic glasses. He starts to see himself in the world in a different manner. In his own nature, which he was born with, and moreover, on top of his opinions that he received before, he turns out to be like an expert, which sees the world objectively, indifferently, independently. Suddenly, he sees the world, he doesn't recognize anything. He doesn't recognize it, what he sees now. It's not the previous world that he saw. It's like he had this color on his glasses, completely different glasses. He would just see different parts, and it was all connected egoistically. How can I take advantage of this and that? And now, a new world I saw. Well, our time is up. Thank you very much, Rav Leitman. Thank you, Tal. You're very responsible, precise. I try. Please, don't change. Thank you for being with us. New life. new world. Thank you. Goodbye.